This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke to the American public Friday about the crisis in Ukraine. He called the situation rapidly escalating. He cited recent shelling in eastern Ukraine and also cyber attacks on Ukrainian institutions in recent days. He said he thinks Vladimir Putin has made a decision to attack Ukraine in the coming days, and that he may target the capital of Ukraine, Kiev. The president noted, however, that there was still room to avert the crisis, saying diplomacy is always a possibility. Also Friday, the White House criticized Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro's visit this week to Moscow in the midst of the Ukraine crisis, saying the vast majority of the international community oppose a Russian invasion, with masses of Russian troops near Ukraine's borders raising fears of an invasion. The United States had called on Bolsonaro to put off his trip to Moscow, but on Wednesday, standing alongside Putin, Bolsonaro said in a statement he was in solidarity with Russia. He didn't elaborate. The AP is reporting that metadata from two videos posted by Russia-backed separatists announcing an immediate evacuation of Ukraine's eastern regions indicate the videos are fake. The videos posted by the two separatist leaders of Donetsk and Luhansk on their Telegram channels Friday alleged that a Ukrainian offensive was imminent. One even mentioned the date, February 18th, but data in the files showed they were created February 16th. U.S. authorities have warned that Russia had planned a disinformation campaign to justify an attack on Ukraine. The State Department announced Thursday that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov next week. VOA News. A federal judge is rejecting an effort by former President Donald Trump to toss out lawsuits connected to last year's Capitol building riot, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Conspiracy lawsuits have been filed by lawmakers and two Capitol police officers. A judge ruled the then president's words before the riot plausibly may have led to the violent storming of the Capitol and are not protected by the First Amendment. The suits allege false allegations of fraud and theft set off the mob. Supporters were told,
"Let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue."
The judge says Donald Trump's speech could have directed people to break the law.
"And we fight. We fight like hell. And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore."
Trump denies the allegations. The judge wrote, "In this one-of-a-kind case, the First Amendment does not shield the president from liability." Ed Donahue, Washington.
Classified information has been found in the 15 boxes of White House records that were stored at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. That's according to the National Archives and Records Administration. The agency said Friday that the matter had been referred to the Justice Department. They revealed the information in response to a February 9th letter to the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. House lawmakers had opened an investigation, and the National Archives has reportedly asked the Justice Department to check into it. Federal law bars the removal of classified documents to unauthorized locations. It's possible that Trump could try to argue that as president, he was the ultimate declassification authority. The second major storm in 3 days hit northern Europe on Friday, killing at least six people as high winds felled trees, canceled train services, and ripped sections off the roof of London's O2 Arena. Britain's Weather Service said a gust measured at 196 kilometers per hour is thought to be the strongest ever in England. It was recorded on the Isle of Wight as Storm Eunice swept across the country's south. The weather system is now pushing into the European mainland, prompting high wind warnings in Belgium, the Netherlands, Denmark, and Germany. The storm caused mayhem with travel in Britain, shutting the English Channel port of Dover, closing bridges linking England and Wales, and halting most trains in and out of London. The forecast led British authorities to take the unusual step of issuing a so-called red weather warning that indicates a danger to life. It was issued for parts of southern England, including London, and for Wales. It lasted through the day on Friday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.